Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies, Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies on our marvelous Lord. And we've chosen the title, advisedly, because so many times he made the people marvel at his power. We are covering this in four different subjects. They marveled at his power, they marveled at his wisdom, they marveled at his gracious words, the psalmist marveled at his gracious words as well, from the Old Testament standpoint. Now, we have studied thus far his power over the inanimate world, the worlds around us, the universe, the air, the sea, and the land. And then we have considered his power over the animate world, animals and men particularly. Today we wish to consider his power over the botanical world, his power over the governmental world, over the governments of the world, and his power over the satanic world. We read in Matthew chapter 21, 18, verse 20, a very, very interesting portion of Scripture. Matthew 21, verse 18, "Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And he said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when his disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? This is his power." This is a typical portion of Scripture. It's almost a parable. The fig tree is a picture of Israel. We read that so many scholars agree on that. The fig tree is a picture of Israel. But Israel did not yield the fruit that God expected. There was so little fruit. Yes, they had religion. Yes, they had a constancy. They had a faithfulness to their religion. But the Lord did not receive the fruits. And the nation of Israel was looked at in that way. Now, when the Lord came to this fig tree and saw leaves thereon, he did not see any figs at all. That indicated that the fig tree was barren. Now, that's not my research. That is the research of others. The fig tree was barren, and he expected to find fruit. Now, this is a picture of the nation of Israel. And the fig tree was barren, and he cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree withered away. Now, the nation of Israel, actually, when the fig tree withered up, was pictured in the fact that in 70 A.D., just 30 short years, well, not even 30 short years, 30 years short of this occasion, Titus, the Roman general, came and destroyed that temple. And there wasn't one stone left upon another, and killed about 1 million Jewish people. Now, this is the interpretation of many Bible commentaries, that Israel is pictured. And so he had the power over that. Now, he has the power over the governmental world. We read in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 14, "When Pilate was trying the Lord Jesus, and he was before him, and he was questioning the Lord Jesus as to why the Jews had brought him there to be crucified. And he answered him," Pilate asked a question, "and he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly." And then there is a continuation of this very thought in John chapter 19, verses 10 and 11. There we read, "Pilate saith unto him," Jesus, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin." This showed that the powers that be are ordained of God. Paul tells us that in Romans chapter 13, verse 1. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. God is over the governmental world. He has power over it. And that power needs to be respected. And so we have that the powers that be are ordained of God. Now, he has power over the satanic world as well. We read in Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 and 33, these words. As he went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. They marveled at our marvelous Lord. And that, as you can see, is why we chose the title that we did, Exploring Him. Now, this dumb man was possessed with a devil. He was controlled by the devil. But the Lord cast him out, and when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. If you will, please think of his power over the satanic world. He met Satan in the wilderness, and Satan tried to tempt him to leave his dependence upon his father, and he did not get to the proverbial first base. Now, we want to see something of the power of Satan. We'll read in Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 to 15. And I'm going to read it. The story, the narration is so interesting, and I can read it just as quickly as I can narrate it. And you have the words then in all the dignity of the Scriptures. And we are reading now, we're thinking of reading, and we are going to read in Matthew or Mark chapter 5, verse 1, if you please. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could tame him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often found bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. But notice, please, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried out with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now, he was under the influence of this devil. He had a legion of devils in him, hundreds of them. This man was completely demonized. And he, here, that the demons could not keep him away from the Lord Jesus. His wonderful attraction and his attraction power was such that he ran to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was going to do something about this situation. He said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. The Lord commanded those demons to come out. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. You see, they're using his lips. He was completely dominated by these terrible evil spirits. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. He was prompted by the demons, of course. Now there was a very nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, pardon me, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. You see the power of these demons? Commanded 2,000 swine to run into that sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with devils, with the devil, had a legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And the Lord left. He left them in that condition. They were afraid. They marveled in the wrong sense. Here this demon was cast out of this man. Now that's, there are more cases. I think there's a lovely verse in Mark chapter 19, or rather Mark chapter 16 and verse 9. We read there, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils." The Lord Jesus, we are not given the scriptural account of when those demons were cast out. But here we're told plainly that the Lord did it. Shall I read it again? "Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils." He was in complete control of the satanic world. And you know, it's remarkable that the first person who saw the Lord after his resurrection was once a captive of Satan. Think of that, if you will, please. Think of his power over those evil spirits. And we think of the remarkable recovery that Mary Magdalene received of the Lord. She loved the Lord, and she stayed after John and after Peter came to the tomb and found it empty. She remained on it, and she did what any woman could do. She stayed there and wept. And the angels appeared to her and told her, reminded her, that Christ has risen from the dead. And then Christ himself appeared, and he says, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" And she thought he was the gardener. And he said one word to her, "Mary." And she turned wheel, and it was the Lord. She knew it was the Lord. She knew his voice. And here she is, the first one to see the Lord Jesus Christ after his resurrection. I love this story because of the fact that she was the one that had that unspeakable privilege. Now, we have something inside of us. Not demon possession, I don't believe, but we have sin, which is just as uncontrollable. We need the Lord. We need his power in our lives. We thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the power of our Lord Jesus Christ in all the worlds and all the circumstances that have been brought before us. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.